With a news update on 99.7 1450 WHTC, I'm Gary Stevens. Not surprisingly, there has been a backlash over the actions of the Ottawa Impact-led Ottawa County Board of Commissioners during their Tuesday organizational meeting. The previous board had feared that the Conservative Political Action Agency, led by now Board Chairman Joe Ross and Vice Chair Sylvia Rodea, would target the elimination of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Department if they did come into power. That was exactly what happened, and Howland City Manager Keith Van Beek says that the Tulip City will not follow suit.
We think it's the right thing to do, and we think it's the smart thing to do. It's an investment in our community.
Van Beek is not alone. Michigan West Coast Chamber claims that the board's action would undoubtedly have an impact on the Ottawa County business community.
I do not expect that we will have a lack of partners that continues to do this work with us.
Others say that the board ambushed the public by eliminating this department, sacking Administrator John Shea in favor of John Gibbs, changing the county's motto from where you belong to where freedom rings, and retaining conservative law firm Coleman Legal Group as the county's legal counsel. By changing board rules to allow for last-minute additions to the meeting agenda, Ross and Rodea defended their actions, claiming that the Ottawa Impact slate of candidates that were elected on November 8th were just following the voters' wishes. Meanwhile, State Attorney General Dana Nessel's office will investigate the Ottawa County Board's actions, in part because one of those moves involved the naming of a new health officer, which needs state approval before becoming effective. Elaine Hambly had been tabbed by the previous board to replace the retired Lisa Stefanowski, and she had been given that state approval last month, but the board has since tabbed Nathaniel Kelly to be the new health officer. The AG's office will also look into possible State Open Meetings Act violations over what some say was an apparent pre-planning by the Ottawa Impact-led members of their Tuesday actions behind closed doors. A 17-year-old Hudsonville man was injured in a two-vehicle collision north of Zeeland yesterday afternoon. According to Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Eric DeBoer, deputies and other first responders were dispatched to Port Sheldon Street and 84th Avenue just before 3 p.m. That was where the man, driving his vehicle eastbound, tried to go around a slower SUV ahead of him. However, that slower vehicle, driven by a 26-year-old Holland man, who apparently was unaware of the passing vehicle to his left, turned left and slammed into the teen's vehicle, sending it into a culvert nearby. The teen was taken to Corwell Butterworth Hospital in Grand Rapids for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries while the other driver was not hurt. It took about an hour to clear the accident scene, which necessitated a closing of that area for a time. The incident remains under investigation. Shonda Vander Ark of Muskegon County will face trial for the murder of her 15-year-old autistic son, Timothy Ferguson, who died last July 6th at home. 20-year-old brother Paul Ferguson is also charged with child abuse in the death and testified against the mother yesterday as part of a plea deal with prosecutors, claiming he sent her pictures of his brother and hinted she needed to feed him.
To stop feeding him so horribly, give him something nutritional, give him what he needed. He didn't deserve this.
Paul Ferguson claimed that Timothy was fed only bread, rice with hot sauce, and bread with hot sauce, and says that the mother was thought the autistic teen was faking his issues. Ferguson was starved and abused and weighed just 69 pounds when he passed away. A Lawrence Township man who allegedly killed two people by celebratory gunfire at a New Year's gathering is now facing two counts of second-degree murder and two counts of felony firearm. 62-year-old Christopher Toppenberg was arraigned on those four felony counts in Paw Paw District Court yesterday. He remains held in the Van Buren County Jail on $1.5 million bond. Authorities claim that Toppenberg fired 20 to 25 celebratory rounds from an AR-15 when fireworks were lit up at midnight on New Year's Day. Those rounds took lives of 35-year-old David Reed of Waverly Township and 40-year-old Jason McCrary of Sutter Creek, California, during the suspect's small gathering. Toppenberg, who reportedly has been cooperative in the investigation, has a preliminary hearing tentatively set for later this month. While Michigan Republicans are seeking a new party leader to replace Ron Weiser after losing control of all branches of state government on November 8th, Michigan Democratic Party Chairwoman Lavora Barnes is seeking another term with the support of Governor Whitmer. Barnes is expected to be challenged by former State House Representative Cynthia Johnson at the party convention in Detroit next month. The GOP leadership will be decided in February as well, with seven candidates, led by defeated statewide office hopefuls Matt DiPerno and Christina Caramo, among those seeking the chair. Although it has been nearly a week since Southwest Airlines emerged from its Christmas holiday nightmare of over 15,000 canceled flights, its ramifications continue to be felt. While federal officials such as Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg are promising an investigation into the matter, and U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal is calling for an airline reform and a passenger bill of rights, the discount air carrier is the target of a class action federal lawsuit filed by a disgruntled passenger in New Orleans. Travel industry leaders such as Pure Michigan Vice President Dave Lorenz wasn't surprised by what happened to Southwest.
The ultra low cost airlines, it's not just Southwest. You know, I like Allegiant. I like all those folks. But the reason they're ultra low cost, and I'm talking about the airlines that aren't Delta, American, and United. Those three have backups upon backups. They have redundancies upon redundancies, and they still have problems when there are big weather emergencies or other things that happen. So these smaller airlines that don't invest in those things because they're trying to reduce costs any way they can, it's fraught with problems. And so to provide efficient travel, affordable travel, you need all options. So we just need to expect that. It's going to happen in the future, but I totally expected it this season because we don't have enough people back to work. That's another part of their problem.
Roughly 60% of Southwest flights were grounded by a combination of adverse weather and a subsequent meltdown of the airline's computer system. Despite this apparent disaster, Wall Street analysts continue to see a positive long-range outlook for Southwest stocks in 2023. Hope College's basketball team settled for a Wednesday night split on the road. In Angola, Connor Jones went off for 44 points as the Trine Thunder outlasted the visiting Flying Dutchman in double overtime 89-84. At Alma, Claire Bagley had 26 points as the Flying Dutch downed the host Scots 88-62. On Saturday afternoon, the Flying Dutch and Flying Dutchman take on the Comets in Olivet with broadcast times of 12:30 p.m. for the women on 99.7 1450 WHTC. And around 2:30 p.m. for the men on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van. Grand Valley State's men and women are in Kenosha for GLIAC games against the Parkside Rangers this evening. In state major college basketball last night, Michigan beat visiting Penn State 79-69. High school basketball last night saw Hamilton's boys defeat Jenison 57-49. And Saugatuck splitting a doubleheader against visiting Galesburg Augusta, with the Trailblazers winning the girls' opener 51-47, while the Rams took the boys' nightcap 67-45. This evening, Bridgman's girls are at Fenville. Alexander Holtz, Nico Heischer, and Jack Hughes each had a goal and an assist as the visiting New Jersey Devils skated past the Red Wings last night 5-1. Detroit is home to the Florida Panthers at Little Caesars Arena tomorrow evening. Bojan Bogdanovic had 29 points, but the Pistons needed a triple by Sadiq Bey with 0.4 seconds left to edge the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco last night 122-119. Detroit plays the Spurs in San Antonio tomorrow evening. The front court of Patrick Williams, DeMar DeRozan, and Nikola Vucevic teamed to score 65 points with 27 rebounds, offsetting a 44-point performance by Kevin Durant, as the Bulls handled the visiting Brooklyn Nets at the United Center last night 121-112. Chicago travels to Philadelphia for a clash with the 76ers tomorrow evening. Goals by Alex Chason, Joel Esperance, and Dominic Schein, along with 26 saves from Alex Nedeljkovic, led the Griffins past the visiting Cleveland Monsters last night 3-1. The Texas Stars come to Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids tomorrow evening. The Gold hosts the Fort Wayne Man Ants at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids tonight. Get the latest news anytime at WHTC.com.